Coming today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast.
You know, every one of us has a book and a story in us. Everybody who's listening here has found a way to pull herself or himself up out of the trenches by the bootstraps and said, okay, this isn't what I signed up for or what I planned my life to be, but circumstances happen, whatever they were, and what are we going to do about it?
Welcome to Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
And now, we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free. Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today is Reignite Your Life, How to Rebuild Your Life and Your Tribe with Tammy Leader Fuller. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Hello, everybody. We are really thrilled today to have our friend Tammy Leader Fuller with us. Tammy is the founder and chief empowerment officer of Camp Powerment. Camp Powerment is a sleepaway camp for women and also corporate retreats, but it's along the lines of those camps, you know, that we went to when we were kids. And it combines the fun of camp, the same fun we had when we were kids, but it's now an inspirational and transformative experience. They have experts and expert-driven activities to help people transform and, you know, reignite their lives. So it's a wonderful, you know, safe and crazy happy space for people who need to move forward and get a fresh start. Now, this is all relatively new to Tammy, the Camp Powerment excitement. Before that, she was actually a really successful Emmy Award-winning TV producer. That includes a stint for the Today Show, and she really was at the rarefied levels of her profession when, after 34 years, she walked away. She turned around, walked away to follow her passion and her dream, which was starting Camp Powerment. Now, there's a Camp Powerment retreat that's coming up in March. You can find that on the website, and we'll give you more information about it. But you should know Rebecca, our own Rebecca Zung, will be one of the featured experts. So it's a really exciting event, and this is going to be a great interview. So thank you for joining us today, Tammy.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here this morning.
And Tammy, welcome from me too. I am so happy to have you here today. We've talked about this for a long time now, and I'm super excited because you're not only an unbelievable inspiration to so many, but including myself personally as being lucky enough to be one of your dear friends, and also I'm lucky enough to be one of the experts for Camp Powerment. As a longtime divorce attorney, I've seen so many people broken by transition, broken by divorce, and it's not just divorce or breakups, it's also career changes, it's empty nesting, it's any kind of change or transition can really, really cripple people and be a life gut punch. And you are now an expert in helping people through those periods and finding their purpose and reigniting their life and reigniting their passion. But it wasn't always so easy for you, and you weren't always in this position. So if you could take our listeners back to your life pre-Camp Powerment and you know, where were you before all of this?
You know, learning how to thrive through uncertainty is something that people didn't talk about for a long time. In the old days, you know, 10 years ago, our book was published in 2005. It was right when The Desperate Housewives came out. And it was the first time women especially were okay to say, you know, I didn't really sign up for this. And this isn't what I thought my life was going to be. You know, I majored in journalism when I was 19 because there was no school on Fridays. And I was a good writer and didn't have to take tests. That's the truth. And so many of us I got lucky. I had a really great career. But we make decisions when we're young sometimes that we think are going to carry us through. And life happens. A lot of unexpected turns and twists happen in our life that we never could have thought about, dreamt about. And if we thought then about where we're going to land now, we might have made different decisions and choices. So I covered news in Miami in the early days of real life Miami Vice. The stuff that people watched on TV on Thursday nights on NBC was real. You know, the drug trade was crazy. The cops were corrupt. And I was working. I started as a researcher and worked my way up to a producer at a television station in Miami and had a really great career. I worked for NBC News for a long time. I was married at 25 to a lawyer, to a really great guy, had two kids, you know, before I was 35. And by the time I was in my mid-30s, had a full-time job. I was traveling around the world, covering news a lot in Central America when people cared about that stuff. And I had 23 nannies in 15 years. And my husband was a workaholic, and our marriage was just not on the right track. We went through therapy. We really tried to make it work. And at 40, I woke up and said, you know, there's more to life for me. I don't know what that is. I really loved my husband. We went through years of trying to make it work. And at 40, I found myself alone with two young kids with a full-time job. I wasn't fortunate enough to have good divorce attorneys like you guys. So I kind of left with very little, knowing my own potential and my power in my career, that I could sort of do something differently. I had a TV production career. I worked for the Today Show. I had a very, very sweet deal. And I woke up at 50. I had lost a bunch of money in an investment. And we had published a book about how having it all isn't having it all at all. And what is wrong with us women today that having enough is never enough. And it was about, we raise the bar so high for ourselves. We're never smart enough, wealthy enough, thin enough, brilliant enough. Our kids aren't good enough. You know, we place these limitations on ourselves. And I, because of the nature of my work, I got to interview experts all the time in all kinds of fields about how to live life better and make it better. And I learned, I would put them on TV. I would teach them how to speak what they needed to and deliver their message. And then I would lock them in my office and go, okay, let me tell you about what's really happening in my life that nobody knows about, because you can't really talk about that. You don't want to tell your friends that your child is on drugs or pregnant or whatever your story is, because you don't want it to be taken, you know, held against them, and you don't want to be judged. So women in the past have walked around with masks on, afraid to really share how they're doing, because we are. And then once we go home, you know, and close the door, we start with the wine, and we, you know, we sort of abuse ourselves, or we intoxicate ourselves in whatever way, whether it's food, whether it's alcohol, whether it's marijuana, whatever it is, to sort of shelter ourselves so we can go out and deal with all the stuff that's coming at us every day. And it's really not okay anymore. So I, don't ask me how, I had the nerve at 53. Both, one daughter was out of college and one was in her junior year at UC Berkeley. And I thought, okay, I did my due diligence. I sent them to private school, got them through college. And now I really felt like women, especially, and ultimately everybody, was living a life that wasn't fun anymore. And it was just so, we were living and dying by the calendar. We were doing obligatory things for everybody else. We weren't taking care of ourselves. And we...
Well, and nobody, it described like how you were feeling in that moment, you know.
I mean, I've had a few incarnations. At 40, when I decided to get divorced, it was not cool. Like people said to me, you're 15 pounds overweight. Like, where are you going? You know what I mean? Like, how could you leave this great guy? Like, nobody really knew what was going on.
Oh, that is so funny. Somebody said that to you. When I left my first husband, somebody said to me, well, if you're going to do it, you better do it now while you still have your looks.
Imagine that. I had a woman, my neighbor, knocked on my door and said to me, she saw the moving van and she said, like, where are you going? I said, no, I'm not going. My husband is moving. And she said, you're nuts. Like, again, who will have you? You have two little kids. You know, you're a size 12 at the time I was. I was pretty comfortable in my own skin. She ended up fixing him up with the woman he married, which is so funny. You know, and at the end,
how kind.
Yeah. No, it's okay though. You know, here's what I've learned on this journey. So at 50, I moved to Los Angeles and really just blew up my life. I had lost a lot of money in a big investment that I thought was going to take me to retirement. And I realized, okay, it's time to go and find back to a career. It's got a great 401k that's got great benefits, and I need to get myself back on track. I really needed to write off the losses that I had, and so I needed to have a solid job. And a really dear friend who knew what I was capable of gave me a job at Warner Brothers to do a show called Life Changers, it was called, which was interesting because I had written this book, and we started to talk about things that people, women, were not talking about, which was what I had mentioned, that, you know, no matter what I do, it's never enough. And I, you know, and I'm giving so much to everybody else that I'm not feeding my own soul, and I'm depleted, and I'm worried I'm going to get sick. And I'm, and I've got my aging parents, and I've got my messed up kids who need antidepressants. And I've got, you know, this relationship that is up and down, and there's, you know, money issues and, you know, alcohol issues. And, you know, we are dealing with so much more today. Then there's technology, throw that one in, and that whole Facebook and thinking everybody else is living life better than you. And everybody's lying anyways.
The perfect Instagram life, right?
You know, and it's like, so we're all sort of sitting home, you know, eating bonbons at 12 o'clock at night going, wait, I just worked a 14-hour day. It was, I don't even know how I got my kids fed and homework done today. And now I'm supposed to feed my own soul. Like, I just want to go to sleep. And so I came up with this crazy idea about, I loved childhood summer camp as a kid. And I really, it was where I felt like life lessons were wrapped in fun and games. At camp, we learned about, you know, who to be, who we were, not who our parents were, thought we were supposed to be. For 8 weeks every summer, we got to be with kids who had similar and different backgrounds. But again, when you get with other people, I never realized what a great home life I had until I lived for 8 weeks with other kids who grew up kind of like me, but whose parents told them they were dumb and stupid and fat and ugly. And I would go home every year and say to my parents, wow, thanks for giving me like a normal life. Like, I had a newfound appreciation. And so I always knew that I wanted to do something, because in TV, I started to see this storyline of people who just never felt enough or good enough or didn't even know what they were good at, or worked in careers where they had really gotten to the top of the food chain, but went like, at the end of my life, what's it about? Like, what's my purpose? Look, we all want to contribute and give back. And so I believe that every one of us can take the hits, as Rebecca said. You know, when you get knocked down, you get up because you have to, because you got to get your kids fed, because you got to pay your bills, because you got to do all those things. But as we go and we tap into what we call the inner one tough bitch who lives inside us, actually, that's a whole nother story. We're working with an organization that really talks about how women don't realize how strong we are until we are down. And when we can be in our pity party, but it's not until somebody else is down like we are that we realize we can inspire them with our story. And when we pulled ourselves out of our hole, because that's what we do, because we have to, we are really accessing a new part of our lives that can help other people. And women give so much to themselves. I mean, they give so much to each other, but we don't give to ourselves. And so I started this idea, this camp empowerment thing, which was really taking these brilliant experts like Rebecca. And, you know, we have over 100 experts in health and wellness and parenting and productivity and business empowerment. And, you know, it runs the gamut of life as we know it. And we've created a way for companies, which is men and women as well, and women to be able to immerse themselves in this expert-led areas of getting counseling, not counseling, it's really more coaching, to how to improve our lives, take what we've got, make it better, figure out what we're good at, and go reignite our lives and change the story a little bit. We have the power to do that, but when we're down in it, sometimes we don't realize. So we've created this incredible experience that doesn't exist anywhere else, and it's wrapped around fun and games, which we don't have fun anymore. We don't take the time to go miniature golfing or jump on a trampoline, or even if we take our kids to go to the trampoline place, we don't let out the energy that we're holding in because of all the burdens we're carrying. And we've created this incredible idea that's never been done before, which is taking people to out in nature to go and learn and grow and get inspired, but connect in a way that we're not doing face-to-face anymore because of this crazy computer.
You know, I love what you said, and I'm backing up a little bit into what you just said, because there's just, I think, so much in that could be helpful to our listeners. But one of the things that really struck me is you made this major shift in your life direction. From this really uber successful career, and you had your reasons for doing it. Rebecca and I completely can understand that. We both were really successful attorneys, had our own law firms, were, you know, successful litigators. And in the past few years, we've both taken new directions in our careers. So those are, you know, circumstances brought about a lot of change, and we had to rise to that occasion. Our listeners are often at places of change as well. And it sounds like one of the things that helped pull you through that was reaching inside, finding your passion, and figuring out how that passion helped others.
You know, every one of us has a book and a story in us. Everybody who's listening here has found a way to pull herself or himself up out of the trenches by the bootstraps and said, okay, this isn't what I signed up for or what I planned my life to be, but circumstances happen, whatever they were, and what are we going to do about it? And so there's always, you got to take time to sit in it. I believe you have to sit in it. You can't just rush and go into something. And it's never as easy as it is in concept, right? The theories are always, you know, they thank God for them, because if we really understood what it was going to take to really shift our lives and in a way that is going to make sense, many of us wouldn't do it. And it does take courage and bravery to be able to leave behind something that you're really good at, that you're really respected at, that is affording you an incredible lifestyle, to say, you know what, no more. And there is truth to the saying that youth is wasted on the young. At 27 years old, we don't look at life like that. But it's only when we've gotten to the top of wherever we are at whatever we thought we were good at. And for many of us, and I'm sure like you guys, you know, I know Rebecca went to law school a little bit later, but you make a decision at 21 to go to law school because you think that's what you want to do. And then you wake up one day at 40 or 45 and go, wait, you know what? I'm a really good at something, but like this isn't floating my boat and this is becoming mechanical. And it's very hard when you have obligations and when you have people who are dependent upon you for you know, financially, for availability, for all those things, to be able to just take that leap with no net. And for those of us who are waiting for that net to come, here's a newsflash. It's never coming. So if you don't create it for yourself, you can live in this purgatory that you've created for yourself that maybe isn't so bad, but you don't realize how bad it is until you get to the other side. And it's never easy. It's never easy. I think if I, you know, I reinvented my life at 53. I left a very big career at Warner Brothers. It was fun, but I realized that I had bigger gifts to share and spent 7 years building this camp empowerment concept, first for women and now for companies and organizations who are looking to improve their culture. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, everybody wants to get happier. Everybody wants to live life bigger and better. And we all want to know, what am I supposed to be doing on this planet as it continues to decompose morally around us? We all have gifts to share and to give, and we don't know what they are or how to access them. So years go by and we don't do that. And we stay in where we are. It's not horrible sometimes, but we, you know, we know that there's more out there. We just don't know how to access that. And so at 53, I took this crazy leap, left a lot to build this. It took much longer than I thought to build it and grow it. We finally last year landed some really big corporate deals with companies like Nestle and Lululemon and Snapchat, and companies who had women who had come to our weekend retreats who completely figured out what they were good at and how they could bring that to their businesses and their lives. And we were finally getting out of the red and out of the dark, and we really saw that the benchmarks we were hitting and the people we were affecting, we have a 50% return rate, which is crazy. People come back year after year because they say there's no place else to go to really help us at where we are, meet us where we are, and teach us, give us the tips to grow and really have the nerve to be able to have confidence in ourselves to make a left turn. And in November, Rebecca was supposed to come to our camp. We had a camp in Malibu. We had 160 women coming. It was the first time we had 60 plus people on the wait list. We were setting up and ready, and the Malibu fires came in. We evacuated. We lost everything.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about that. But I want to back up before we get to the Malibu fires. I want to... because, you know, I recently just made a huge change. I merged my practice with another, with two other attorneys, and I decided to move to California and made huge shifts. And you know, there are a lot of people out there listening right now who are contemplating big shifts right now, and they're listening to you going, well, this sounds really great, but, you know, I can't do that. I'm afraid. My life is different. Obviously, you know, you had the means to be able to do that, or whatever they're thinking. They're thinking that you're different in some way. And I want you to presence that for people and just say, okay, here was my biggest fear, and here's how I overcame it. Because I think that's what really is going to be critical for people to know.
We're going to take a quick break now to tell you about our new sponsor. We're really excited to be pairing with BetterHelp Online Counseling.
Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you.
You know, much like Breaking Free Mediation lets you work with your mediator online, BetterHelp Online Counseling also allows you to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's really convenient.
You can connect via phone or video, chat, text, in any areas like depression, stress, anxiety, trauma, anger, grief. Anything you share is confidential, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours.
And best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Our listeners get a 10% discount off their first month with discount code BREAKINGFREE.
So why not get started today? Just go to BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE.
That's BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE.
Coming up, more from Susan and Rebecca on Reignite Your Life, How to Rebuild Your Life and Your Tribe with Tammy Leader Fuller.
Not until you're on that deathbed where you flash your life before you and you say, if I only had done this, or, you know, we have forks in the road and we can take whichever ones we choose. Most of us stay safe. We have been programmed. Our brains want to keep us safe. They don't want to keep us happy.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including finding hidden assets and income and maintaining your lifestyle. Secrets from top forensic specialist Nevin Sandley.
We're hired to reconstruct the income from a variety of businesses that had a lot of cash activity, some legal, some illegal. And we were able to gather statistics and accounting data from a variety of sources to reconstruct what was happening at those businesses.
And now we return to today's show.
Do Do you want me to tell you the truth or should I make a
pretty honest?
Oh no, let it all hang out. Come on.
I lived in Miami. I was married to a successful attorney. I lived in a 4,000 square foot house on the water with a boat in the back. I now live in 900 square feet with no dishwasher, no disposal, and no laundry. I go to the laundromat on the weekends, and I share quarters with homeless people who are doing their laundry next to me. I'm going to be 60 years old. I have two Emmys on my shelf. My ego is on a shelf somewhere. I don't care about the fancy vacations. I haven't been on one for 5 or 6 years. I made huge strides in my life in order to get peace in my heart, my belly, and to understand that this is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. And I think fear, money, responsibility holds people back. And that's lovely. But how many people do you know who are spending their weekends at the spa, who've never had to work, who keep running from their souls and what their purpose is supposed to be because they're afraid of taking the risk of what happens if X, Y, Z? And how are my kids going to survive if I can't buy them these things and all of those things? And what I want to say is it's all scary. Life is scary and it's unpredictable anyway. You know, you hear, oh, you can get hit by a truck, you know, by walking across the street, but it is really true. And everybody listening right now can name three people they know who got a terrible diagnosis and lost their lives or lost their fight or lost whatever so quickly. And it's not until you're on that deathbed where you flash your life before you and you say, if I only had done this, or, you know, we have forks in the road and we can take whichever ones we choose. Most of us stay safe. We have been programmed. Our brains they want to keep us safe. They don't want to keep us happy. I really believe that. And I believe that we don't listen so much to our hearts as much as we listen to our heads and the rational, right way of thinking, because that's what we've been taught. You know, I was raised by parents who, you know, were raised in the Depression, who lost their homes, who were never going to deviate from the plan in order to do what they needed so that they could die with money to leave to their kids.
I love that our brains want to keep us safe. They don't want to keep us happy.
Yeah.
I love that. That is
true. It's true. Every time we think about what we wish we could do, we have an excuse and a story about why we can't do it. You know, when I was 22, I picked up and left a job in television to go work at Club Med. I taught aerobics for a year in Martinique. And people would say to me all the time, How can you? I wish I could do that. I can't take a year off. And they gave me 47 reasons why. And you know what? I had the same reasons too. But at that time, my body would not allow me to stay in what I was doing. And I was dating the guy that I ultimately married and I loved. And I came back and married him anyway. But I just needed to go explore who I was. And so many of us, as I said, make decisions at a young age of who we are and what we want to do and how we want to be it. And then we forget to tap in 10, 15, 20 years later when the tides change and things, you know, whether we want to change them or not. And we go, wait, that's not who I am anymore. And how can I modify my life? Oh, it's too late and too many people are depending on me. So I'm just going to stay here. It's not horrible. I'm not being abused. But I know there's more to life. If only one day I could tap into it and do it, but I can't now. In 6 months, in a year, in 2 years, I'll get to it. And then all of a sudden you look back one day and you get cut off at the knees and something happens and you go, I woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Oh my, that is so funny that you say that, because a friend of mine wrote a blog yesterday that I have been thinking about the entire time you've been talking today, because it was called Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda. That was the title of her blog post. And it was about, she's also a fellow divorce attorney. And she was writing about what we see as professionals, and maybe this will resonate with our listeners, where we so often see people come to us who have been existing in a roommate type relationship or a relationship that has ended. It ended years ago, but they just, because the kids are in school or because it's not the right time financially or something's going on, they keep putting off moving forward with their lives. And then they come to us to get divorced and they find themselves way down the road. It's harder to separate things out. And I just, everything that you're saying so ties in with what she was saying in that post. And when I read it yesterday, it resonated because we see that all the time. And I suspect our listeners are right there going, oh my God, that's my life. Or that was where I was at.
That's women today. You know, we were conditioned to be selfless. One of our campers, her name is Jennifer Hurwitz-Weintraub, who wrote, she's writing her second book now. It's called Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. And it's a divorce coach's guide to staying married. And it's how to fix what's broken before it gets so out of control that you say, if only I woulda, coulda, shoulda, and now I'm 40 or 50 or 60, and like, where am I going, and who's gonna want me, and how, I'm just gonna sort of stay. We had a crazy thing happen. You know, part of the beauty of Campowerment is that we are intergenerational. We have women who come from 21 to 85. And what in the very beginning, and I work with my 83-year-old mom, who was a college writing professor, who helps teach people how to write their legacy, which many of us don't think about. What do we want to be remembered for? And how, if you can jump ahead and think about what they're going to say about you at your funeral, and if you don't like it and you don't think that you contributed enough to the world or your family or whatever it is, sometimes you don't have to change the world. You can change change it within your family. Do something that matters to one person in the world. If you what do you want to be remembered for? And if you're not doing that now, what are you waiting for? So we sat in one of these circles we had, because we do these workshops and these interactive circles that help people see they're not alone. Because sometimes you don't realize that everything you're going through, somebody else is going through more or worse. And it's not until we talk about it and get real and honest, which we don't do in the grocery store or the carpool line. We only do it really with strangers or with people who are going through something that we may be able to help inspire them because we've been through it before. Do you really realize how much you have, the story that you have in you that can really help change other people, which will then fuel yourself and your own self-love and give you the power to push forward? But we sat in this circle years ago, and there was a woman there saying exactly what you said, which is, you know, my husband and I are roommates. We really haven't had love in a really long time. And I only have 2 more years till my last kid is out of college. And in 2 more years, I'm done. And one of the girls stood up, and she was about 22 at the time. And she said, you know, I'm here to tell you, I grew up in a family with no love. My parents don't love each other. They stayed together for the sake of us. And guess what? I'm scared to death because I don't know what love looks like. So I'm now 21 or 22, and I don't even know what to look for because I have no good role models. My parents did us a disservice by being selfless and thinking they were doing us a favor. And she is now 30. She has finally just met somebody. I keep in touch with her. And she said, you know, it's taken me a long time because I never saw what I wanted. And I had to go find it myself. And my mother, who was moderating the circle at the time, thought, oh my goodness, we are ruining these children by listening to these stories. Until she heard Alana say that, she realized that the intergenerational thing, you know, those of us who are 40 or 50 or 60 don't have friends who are 20 or 30. We may have our kids' friends, but we don't talk to them really about what we learned and how we can help them learn from our mistakes. And until we even recognize, understand, and do something about some of the turns we took that could maybe now shift in a different way to make us better and happier, we don't realize how much we have to give to everybody else and to ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was leaving my first husband, I remember having that exact thought, like, I don't want my kids to think that this is an example of a loving relationship. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that a couple of years ago, my older daughter gave a Valentine card to my husband and I, and it said to one of the most beautiful examples of a loving relationship I know. And my older daughter is now married and, you know, so, but she had no idea at the time that that was one of the things that I was thinking of. But, you know, I'm so grateful now that she had that and that I did do that. I mean, I met my husband, my current husband, when she was 8 years old. So she got to grow up with an example of a loving relationship,
Right, but you had three kids with your first husband.
Correct.
You thought you were stuck for life. You made a decision at a young age. You grew. You woke up. You said, I don't want to be a teacher anymore. I want to go be a lawyer. And I want more to life. And
correct.
I think what happens for people is we don't think we deserve more to life. We think we made these decisions and we're going to stick with them. For the
Yeah, well, I was 30. I mean, I was 29 when I got divorced. I mean, I got married at 19 the first time. So, you know.
Like me, you made a decision that you thought you were stuck with. And you know what? We're not stuck with anything. We can do whatever we want. We are the boss of us. But we don't think that because we think we owe everything to everybody else to hold it together. And we don't.
We are almost out of time. I just want to do a couple of wrap-up things. If you could just give like a couple of steps for people that they could start incorporating today on reigniting their life.
I think the most important thing is to think about what you're worth, who you are. I think it's important to think about what you're good at, what you're an expert at. Every one of us is an expert at something. And think about what people come to you for and what you can do to sort of grow that part of your life that perhaps is something that comes naturally to you, but you didn't realize could be something that could help you shift and you could be an expert at. We're all an expert at something. I invite everybody to check out Camppowerment. Go on camppowerment.com. It's not Camp Empowerment, it's Camppowerment. And join our mailing list. We do a lot of content. We have over 100 experts who provide incredible content in all kinds of areas with great takeaways that help people learn how to take these wide ideas and focus them so that we can get a plan of attack. I invite them to come to Camp Powerment for a weekend. It is absolutely possible to transform your life in 72 hours if you work with the right people who can help put you on track and get rid of some of the noise. Sometimes you got to get quiet to get real, to see what you want. You can't get to where you're going if you don't know where that is. And the first thing you need to do, and I know you guys believe so much in the power of manifestation, you got to dream and imagine yourself in a place where you want to be. Because if you don't, if it's too esoteric and cloudy and gray, you're never going to get there. So at Camp Powerment, we can help guide you. The goal is to really help people understand that, especially women and people in companies and businesses. If you work in an organization where people aren't communicating together and not learning how to work together and thrive together, you know, I urge you to check us out and talk to your bosses about bringing people together. The power of community is hugely important. We spend so much time in our own isolation because we don't want to take people down. You got to have people who can lean on you and support you and hold you up. Our camp burned down. We lost everything. All our material possessions went down in that fire in Malibu in November. And our community wrapped its arms around us and started a GoFundMe campaign for us and literally helped us rise from the ashes and rebuild. I don't know if we would have done that if we didn't feel it wasn't about the money. It was about the love and support. And we have all, you know, we believe that it's a badge of honor to stand in our own power and be strong and show how independent we are. And we need to be able to lean on each other so that we can bring out the best in ourselves and be an inspiration. You don't realize that your story can inspire somebody else until you see somebody who needs what you have to give. And I think we need to be strong and brave and know that there is always light. You know, something has to crack for the light to get in. And when there's a crack and the light comes in is when all of a sudden it starts to get bigger and bigger. And the more you can do for yourself to feed your own soul, the bigger your light can be and the more you can love yourself. And I think that's what it's about. So come play with us at Camp Powerment. The other thing is play. We don't play enough. And part of what we do at camp is you can go learn how to really shift or reignite your life, but from some expert 1 hour, and the next hour you're in a pie eating contest against them. And we don't do that. As grown-ups, we feel like it's not our right to play and have fun, and we need to get outside and be silly. Don't invite your friend for a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. Go play Goonie Golf with her. It's amazing the conversation, what will happen when you can drop your shoulders and really just have a little fun and laugh and share. We need each other. You don't need to do anything alone.
I love that. You know, Tammy, you just said that, you know, everyone has something, a story that can inspire. And, you know, certainly your story is going to inspire our listeners. And, you know, I think there's just so much they can draw out of this, including the hope that there is a community out there if you just reach out and look for the support.
There is. And whatever your community is, it could be your church, it could be your kids, you know, your PTA, it could be whatever. You know, we run 3 annual events a year. We're doing one that Rebecca is coming to. Rebecca's going to talk about the power of really how to get what you want in your life. And we have a dozen experts in different fields like Rebecca. We have a camp in up at Lake Arrowhead in March, and we have one in the Poconos in September and one in Ojai, California in November. And that is really where the magic happens. You have to show up for yourself and be present and be in person. You know, there's so much of this stuff that goes on that we're forgetting the importance of FaceTiming in real life as opposed to FaceTiming on a computer. And you owe it, women owe it to themselves to give themselves a time out, the same reason we would give to somebody else. And so whatever that looks like, wherever that is, take the time for yourself. Like, your to-do list can wait, and the stuff that's on that list, you're probably not in the first 5 things anyway. And if you don't feed your own soul, it's like that oxygen mask theory. Yes. Nobody's going to win.
And thank you. Thank you so much. And remember that no matter where you are in your life, it's just the jumping off point to the next place. It's always a good time to reignite your life. Thank you so much, Tammy.
Tammy, thank you.
This was really fun. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.